Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 23. Daytime highs approaching 52. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Sunny skies and dry Sunday and Monday, low 60s. Sunday, mid 70s by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American with news. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, COGE, the Kansas Government Efficiency Committee, that is based loosely off of the DOGE Committee at the federal level, says that their new government efficiency portal is officially open and available for individuals to input their ideas on the website. As according to the latest press release, they say, quote, the purpose of this portal is to receive ideas from the public about ideas to make Kansas government more efficient and effective. Please submit ideas where you believe government could improve to better serve the public. The committee will review those ideas as it deliberates and considers legislation. Different topics you are able to submit on include ideas on education, state finance, general government, health, human services, the judiciary process, along with natural resources, public safety, and transportation. In other news, the Kansas Humane Society says that they are reaching their capacity for animals that they are intaking and are looking for help in getting dozens of cats and dogs into permanent homes around the state. Mid-America Network News.
It's the March Make It Mine event at Midwest Kia. And this month, we're offering you up to $5,000 over MMR value for your trade-in to help you make the perfect new Kia yours today. That's right. Get top dollar for your trade and drive off in an all-new K4 sedan. Stand a little taller in a Kia Sportage or load up the family in the award-winning Kia Telluride. Any new Kia you choose will be backed by a best-in-class 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty with rebates as high as $10,000 and rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Midwest Kia is making history during the March Make It Mine event. At Midwest Kia, we're all about making your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. But hurry, this March-only offer won't last long. Visit Midwest Kia or check us out online at MidwestKia.com and get up to $5,000 over MMR for your trade-in. Midwest Kia, where your trade is always worth more, and we're always singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
Washburn University School in Topeka, Kansas, along with the Washburn University School of Law, has partnered with the Robert J. Dole Center for Law and Government, along with the Washington, D.C.-based A New America organization for a new program that is open to the public coming up on Thursday for the Fusion Voting presentation. As they say, the program is titled Fusion Voting in Kansas, Past, Present, and Future, and will take place from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, March 6th, in the Robert J. Dole Hall of Washburn's Law School, located at Southwest 21st Street on Washburn Avenue. According to the organizers, they say that, quote, it's a timely event that will explore the history, legal implications, and potential impact of fusion voting in Kansas, as well as its relevance to the current political landscape. They say it is open to the public and will focus on a common feature of the American electoral system, with the conversation of allowing multiple different political parties to nominate same candidates, giving voters greater flexibility and influence in elections. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing conversation about data collection and security concerns of foreign entities collecting our data. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has recently signed the latest bill that would ban the use of or download of any applications, software, and platforms that were created or owned by the Chinese Communist Party or any of its affiliates on state networks or devices. The new executive order does point towards critical security risks due to human rights violations and military threats to seize Taiwan, is according to the governor's order. They say China, quote, poses a comprehensive threat to national sovereignty intellectually, militarily, and economically through its aggression actions, data exploitation, and attempts to undermine global security and stability. According to the governor's office, they say it is a proactive action that would include banning apps including DeepSeek, Red Note, Lemon 8, along with the social media application of TikTok. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock Auctions have helped farmers and ranchers like you sell cattle. If you're looking to get the highest profit out of your cattle and a hassle-free sell, the name you need to know is Troy Shaw with Double T Livestock. With 466,000 head of cattle sold, Troy knows exactly what you need to do to get the most out of your operation. Call Troy today at 620-491-3312, whether you have a couple head of cattle or a few thousand head of cattle to sell. You can also stop by Double T Livestock at 805 East D Avenue in Kingman, Kansas to watch your cattle sell. Double T Livestock. We don't want everyone's cattle, just yours.
Over 60 years of experience in the seed business, folks. That's Kaufman Seeds.
Kaufman Seeds Corn 662 is a 113-day Tricepta hybrid that excels in central Kansas and has consistent performance on dryland and irrigated acres. 662 has very good roots and stalks and has an average ear size of 16 to 18 kernels.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Katie Jeter. State Representative Lisa Mosier is our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY as she highlights topics of interest presented at this year's session.
One of the largest issues in our state right now is water quality and water quantity. The last 3 years, the legislature has provided many funds to evaluate that. And this year in agriculture, in the Agriculture Committee and in the Ag Budget Committee, we had several discussions about water. And in Ag Budget, the Kansas Water Office presented to us, the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the Environmental Division, all presented to us with water needs, and that totaled $25.5 million of water research and infrastructure requests. And water is a huge issue in the state with the aquifer out west is reducing in volume, and the reservoirs, which provide drinking water and, you know, water for consumers, some of them are filling with sediment. We need to find ways to clean them out. There's just a very huge need for water research in the state. And so I'm hopeful that we can get the water task force put together so we can bring all of it in under one roof and move forward with water preservation and water quality in the state of Kansas.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
I do try to write up a weekly summary of my activities at the Capitol, just from, you know, the three committees that I serve on and, you know, visitors to the Capitol and what we've done on the House floor. I call it the Mosier Minute, and I do submit it to all the newspapers in District 106. So if you want to kind of keep up on what I'm doing, that you can find that usually weekly if it gets run in the publications.
Lisa Mosier encourages constituents to reach out with questions or concerns. She will be in attendance at the annual legislative forum in Marshall County a week from this Saturday on March 15th at Landall Lanes in Marysville. She will be joined by State Senators Elaine Bowers and Greg Bowser. Mosier spoke with us about pending legislation she is involved with.
I co-sponsored House Concurrent Resolution 5004 regarding holding the integrity of our elections intact, saying that only U.S. citizens can vote in Kansas elections. And then also this past week, the House overrode the governor's veto of Senate Bill 63, which is the Help Not Harm bill, which says that minors are not subjected to irreversible medical treatments, including medications or surgeries, under the what is said to be gender-affirming care. Again, this is a piece of legislation that addresses minors
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob A. Brinker, age 81, of Seneca, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial, Saturday, 10 a.m., St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca, with a rosary Friday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bob Brinker. Joan M. Ulick, age 87, of Greenleaf, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, March 8th, 10:30, at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation 6 until 7 p.m. Friday, with a vigil service following at 7 at the church, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Joan Ulick. Laura H. Tickner, age 83, passed away March 1st. Service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m., First Christian Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8 at the Griffith-Suvendick Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Laura Tickner. Randy L. Chilson, age 52, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Randy Chilson. James Jim Nork, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 2:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with a rosary at 2. Visitation Saturday, 10 until 2 at the church, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jim Nork. Rod Warford, age 63, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation will be Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Randy Warford. Shirley Height, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. No services are planned, but a celebration of life will be held at a later date, with Kinsley's and the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Shirley Height.
Always happy with your five-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, tuna casserole, a muffin, sliced carrots, and lime pears. Monday's menu, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine and warmer throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warmer throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine continues throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. And staying sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies continue over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying warmer by Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. And still staying sunny by Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early March 52, record high on this date 83, the average low 28. Sunset this evening 6:25, sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
Tough Midwest lawns need tough American-made mowing equipment. This year, ride with the best on a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Hustler provides top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfortable designs. With a full line of residential and commercial zero-turn options, Blue Valley Trailers can have you on a new Hustler in no time or service the one you have. See what options are available at BlueValleyTrailers.com or stop by the showroom on the east side of Waterville. Hustler mowers work as hard as you. Find the right model today at Blue Valley Trailers.
I'm Jim Bask. We'll tip it off with the NBA, where Luka and LeBron roll on.
LeBron to Luka. Luka dribbles left. Three-pointer by Luka. It's good! Five straight points for Luka Doncic. Timeout, New York. Lakers 104. Knicks 99.
That's 710 ESPN LA. Doncic 32, James 31. 63 combined with 20 combined assists and 20 combined rebounds as the Lakers take the Knicks 113-109 in overtime. Jalen Brunson led New York in defeat with 39, left in OT with an apparent foot injury. Steph Curry scored 40 at 7 trays. Warriors rallied from 22 down, beat the Nets 121-119. Jason Tatum 35. Celtics power pass the Sixers 123-105. Amen Thompson 21 points, 11 rebounds. Houston beats New Orleans 109-97. Trae Young 22 points, 16 assists. Hawks beat the Pacers 124-118. And Kobe White a career high 44. Bulls over the Magic 125-123. From the college ranks, Jace Richardson 22. Eighth-ranked Michigan State wraps up an outright Big Ten regular season title, 91-84 over Iowa. NHL trade deadline comes Friday at 3 Eastern. Big deal for the Avs. They get Brock Nelson from the Islanders, give up a first-round pick as well as a top prospect on the ice. Cale Makar, 2 goals, 4 assists, first 6-point game by a defenseman in franchise history. Nate McKinnon, 2 goals and 3 assists as he extends his point streak to 18 games. Colorado, 7-3 over San Jose. Seth Jarvis game winner with just under 19 seconds to go. Hurricanes over the Bruins 3-2. Jake Gensel a hat trick. Lightning rally past the Sabres 6-5.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you the most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC.
Sub-State Championship, Marysville Girls tip at Halstead this evening at 6, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Sub-state championships from Tescott live tonight. Hanover Axtell girls at 6. Lynn St. John's Tipton follow live on FM 95.5.
Check out Bite Me Barbecue's all-you-can-eat buffet this Saturday at the Waterville Community Center from 11 a.m. until 1. Great barbecue and all-you-can-eat. Can't beat that.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the tariff war whiplash has stocks sliding into the final trading day of the week. The Dow Jones gave up another 427 points Thursday to finish at 42,579, nearly 2,500 points below its January 3rd high. The S&P 500 surrendered another 1.75% yesterday, while the Nasdaq Composite took the biggest hit of the day, plunging over 2.5% and falling 10% below its highest close in mid-January. Walgreens has reached a deal with private equity firm Sycamore Partners that'll take the struggling drugstore chain off the public market for an equity value of about $10 billion. It's expected to be final in the fourth quarter of this year. Macy's warns of falling sales this year, pointing to potentially higher prices because of tariffs and worries about the wider economy. Macy's is forecasting sales will be down by about $1 billion, and we'll get a look at the employment market when the February jobs report is released this morning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Well, here we go. We're getting the planters out there. We're getting ready to put in the spring crops. And, of course, we're going to have to do some fertilizing. And so fertilizer prices are slowly climbing. First of all, urea was 9% higher from a month ago. The last time we checked just a few days ago, $536 a ton, 7% more expensive within an average price of 32 is up 7% from a month ago, 393 a ton, 28.5% higher, average price $342 a ton. In the meantime, I want to remind you again, I did on the last Steckline report, that we finally have a deadline and a real deal for beneficial ownership information that you need to file. And somebody was asking me the other day, who could do that besides the farmer himself? And I'd say your accountant. And if you don't do it, it could cost you $591 a day penalty. That's unbelievable. I did mention to you on the last Steckline report that we've got a little bit of a problem with cattle coming out of Mexico. We are putting together a protocol that would include checking very seriously with veterinary inspections and treatments, insecticide dipping, aphis inspection before crossing lines. U.S. and Mexico have been working to approve additional pre-export pens. So, folks, all of that to try to cut back on the tendency for this disease to come our way. Hey, thanks for being with us. See you on the next Steckline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Introduced to Pennsylvania in 2014, a pest known as the spotted lanternfly continues to make its way westward. To keep them from devastating agricultural operations like vineyards, researchers have investigated using methods like dogs to detect flies and their eggs. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares how conservation canines fit into this area of wildlife management.
Conservation canines are a really cool use of dogs, and it's a new kind of a new thing in wildlife management. But in this study, they were actually training dogs to find these spotted lanternflies to facilitate what we call early detection and response, which is a really important method as invasive species start to expand. We find them as quickly as possible, and then we can remove them to keep a new population from starting.
He discusses the efficacy of conservation canines and how location influences spotted lanternfly population.
They found that in vineyards where it's easier for a person to search, that the people that they were testing were more efficient at finding the spotted lanternflies than the dogs. But in adjacent forest patches where it's harder for people to search, the dogs were three times more effective than the humans at finding these spotted lanternflies. And that could be a really important way to detect these new populations quickly and wipe them out before they get established. But one of the things that they found in this study was that vineyards were more likely to have lanternflies than forests, but that vineyards that are closer to the woodlands are more likely to have spotted lanternflies in them. And so if we're thinking about establishing a new vineyard, then it can be really important to establish that vineyard as far away as we can from natural forest cover.
Ricketts explains how producers can manage flies.
Once spotted lanternflies are detected, they can do a couple of different things. With the eggs, they actually can scrape them off of the stem to prevent the successful reproduction of those spotted lanternflies. But the main way that they're removing adults is through insecticides. But there is some new research emerging that shows that there's a good potential for using fungus as a biological control that will kill lanternflies and doesn't necessarily have major impacts on non-target insects.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with information on conservation canines detecting spotted lanternflies. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 12th, starting 11 a.m. Fall and winter pairs include 40 fancy Angus cows, or 3 to 4 years old, with big October calves by side, 140 choice black baldy, and 20 red Angus cows. They'll be 2 to 6 years old with 30 to 100-day-old calves. 41 black first calf heifers and 40 black cows, 4 to 6 years old, bred for March and April calving. Fall bred heifers include 97 choice Angus and 15 red Angus fall bred heifers, bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for July to October calves. 67 fancy black and black baldy cows, their second calf heifers, bred for September, October. 175, mostly black cows, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for September, October calves. 110 choice black, white face and 35 red Angus replacement heifers. At 12 o'clock noon, Klein Cattle Company will be selling 14 18-month-old Angus and semi-Angus bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March the 12th, at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
There is more to well-being than just your physical fitness. It's a workout routine for your brain today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 7th, the 66th day of the year. Actress Jenna Fischer has a birthday, and the charity song We Are the World was released on this day in 1985, 40 years ago. A little brain exercise can pay big dividends in alertness and better memory. Here's a few ways to challenge your gray matter. Play word games like crosswords or Scrabble to improve concentration, or do routine things in different ways. Brush your teeth with the opposite hand, for example, or take a different route to work. And here's a tough habit to break, but a good strategy for battling absent-mindedness. Practice awareness of things in the moment. For example, tell yourself, I'm putting my keys on the dresser. It's a simple mental habit that pays big dividends. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Good Friday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As it was Harlan Devilly scoring a game-high 16 points and Ronnie DeGray grabbing a career-high 16 rebounds to help lead Wichita State to a 63-59 road win against Rice yesterday. Wichita State now 18-12, snapping a two-game losing streak and has now won four of its last five road games to end the regular season. Up next, they will finish the regular season as they will host their season finale for Senior Night this Sunday, 1 p.m. tip-off against Tulsa. More on men's college basketball here in the state as the 2024-25 season comes to a close this weekend, Saturday for both K-State and KU, as the Kansas State Wildcats will play host to Iowa State in a tough matchup, trying to finish above 500 with a win. That game tips off from 12:30 at Bramlage Coliseum. Also, KU men's basketball is in action this weekend. They've got a top 25 matchup. Senior night there from Allen Fieldhouse as KU hosts Arizona, 3:30 tip-off up from Lawrence.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for The Hydraulic Shop.
Also, speaking KU, their baseball team had its second walk-off victory in as many weeks as the Jayhawks won 4-3 yesterday afternoon at Hoagland Ballpark to improve to 11-1 this season. C.J. Williams scored the winning run, and they will play Milwaukee again today with the noon first pitch. Another big game taking place today is the Kansas State women's basketball team is in action in the 2025 Phillips 66 Big 12 Women's Basketball Championship. This is the 4-5 seed in the quarterfinals. Kansas State and West Virginia will tip off at 11 a.m. this morning from the T-Mobile Center up in Kansas City. On the national side of things, quite a few games in the NBA last night as Chicago narrowly defeats Orlando 125-123. Atlanta downs the Pacers 124-118. Boston in a big game over Philadelphia wins at home 123-105. And Golden State over Brooklyn 121-119. Men's basketball comes to a close this weekend with a couple of top 25 matchups, including St. John's against Marquette, Kentucky and Missouri, and the big one, Alabama and Auburn, all coming up this weekend. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Sports Network.
Hey, K-State fans, single-game tickets for all 23 home games of the 2025 K-State baseball season are on sale now. Order your tickets today and make plans to catch the Wildcats in action this spring as they build on last year's 35 wins, regional championship, and super regional appearance. To purchase tickets, call 1-800-221-2287 or visit kstatesports.com. We can't wait to see you in Poynton.
Substate basketball finals this weekend tip off tonight with our broadcast features in girls 1A Division 2 from Tescott as the Hanover Lady Wildcats meet Twin Valley Lake foe Axtell Lady Eagles at 6, with the Lynn Lady Bulldogs taking the court versus St. John's Tipton at 7:30. Both games live on KNDY FM, not A55. In another TVL tilt, Centralia girls host Clifton Clyde in the late game at 7:30, following Troy and Rock Hills at Centralia 1A Division 1. 3A Marysville Lady Bulldogs meet host Halstead in a 6 p.m. tip Friday, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with winners Friday evening earning berths in the state basketball championships next week. Saturday substate finals and our broadcast features from Tescott. Boys 1A Division 2 as the Hanover Wildcats face undefeated Logan Palco at 5. The Axtell Eagles tip off against St. John's Tipton at 6:30. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort Wildcats meet Blue Valley in Boys 1A Division 1 at 6:30 Saturday from Centralia. And Clifton Clyde takes on Burlingame in the early match. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs host Casey Christian at 5, while Wabunsee meets Donovan West in the late game at Valley Heights 2A Substate Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 23. Daytime highs approaching 52. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Sunny skies and dry Sunday and Monday, low 60s. Sunday, mid 70s by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 36 degrees.